What are you going to do about the farm problem? Well, I don't know. I used to be a general, and I don't know anything about farming. But it seems to me it must be a very difficult problem, because for 12, 15, 20 years, people have been struggling with it, and people say that they know how to solve the farm problem, and it must be a hard problem. So the way that I intend to solve the farm problem is to gather around me a lot of people who know something about it, to look at all the experience that we have had with this problem before, to take a certain amount of time at it, and then to come to some conclusion in a reasonable way about it. Now, I can't tell you ahead of time what conclusion, but I can give you some of the principles I'll try to use, not to make things difficult for individual farmers. If there are any special problems, we will have to have some way to take care of them, etc., etc., etc. Now, such a man would never get anywhere in this country, I think. It's never been tried, anyway. This is in the attitude of mind of the populace, that they have to have an answer, and that a man who gives an answer is better than a man who gives no answer, when the real fact of the matter is, in most cases, it is the other way around. And the result of this, of course, is that the politician must give an answer. And the result of this is that political promises can never be kept. It is a mechanical fact. It is impossible. The result of that is that nobody believes campaign promises. And the result of that is a general disparaging of politics, a general lack of respect for the people who are trying to solve problems, and so forth. It's all generated from the very beginning. Maybe this is a simple analysis. It's all generated, maybe, by the fact that the attitude of the populace is to try to find the answer instead of trying to find a man who has a way of getting at the answer. Now we try another item that comes in the sciences. I give only one or two illustrations of each of the general ideas, and that is how to deal with uncertainty. There have been a lot of jokes made about ideas of uncertainty. I would like to remind you that you can be pretty sure of things even though you are uncertain, that you don't have to be so in the middle, in fact, not at all in the middle. People say to me, "Well, how can you teach your children what is right and wrong if you don't know?" Because I'm pretty sure of what's right and wrong. I'm not absolutely sure. Some experiences may change my mind. But I know what I would expect to teach them. But of course, a child won't learn what you teach him. I would like to mention a somewhat technical idea, but it's the way, you see. We have to understand how to handle uncertainty. How does something move from being almost certainly false to being almost certainly true? How does experience change? How do you handle the changes of your certainty with experience? And it's rather complicated technically, but I'll give a rather simple, idealized example. You have, we suppose, two theories about the way something is going to happen, which I will call Theory A and Theory B. Now it gets complicated.